Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. The Georgia State House passed an amended budget for the current 2019 fiscal year. As GPB's Stephen Fowler reports, there are few surprises as it heads to the Senate.
The so-called little budget updates spending through June 30th and passed with only 8 no votes. House Appropriations Chair Terry England of Auburn said one change would add more funding to help farmers recover from Hurricane Michael.
While we did $55 million in the special session toward the Georgia Development Authority for these what I call bridge or gap loans, and adding another $10 million, I still realize that it doesn't even come close to meeting the need.
The amended fiscal year budget also includes money for school safety and mental health counselors in high schools. Once this budget passes, they'll start working on Governor Brian Kemp's proposed 2020 budget. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
Two lawsuits challenging Georgia's use of paperless electronic voting machines can go forward. A 3-judge panel of the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals yesterday rejected arguments that state officials have immunity. The lawsuits were filed by Georgia voters and an election integrity group. Last year, a federal judge found that the machines do potentially harm voters' constitutional rights. A group of Democratic lawmakers wants to raise Georgia's minimum wage. As GPB's Ross Terrell reports, the plan would also stop employers from using salary history when making hiring decisions.
Legislation introduced this week would raise the state's minimum wage from $5.15 to $15 an hour. Senator Donzella James says Georgia's current rate forces people to make tough choices.
Will my lights be cut off and I feed my family the rest of the time? This is terrible for people who are working to have to make those kind of decisions.
James says the hourly wage would rise gradually to $15 over the next 5 years. The group of lawmakers also wants employers to stop paying new employees based on what they used to make, saying it could prevent them from achieving financial growth. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Cases of whooping cough in Cherokee County have some residents questioning whether the vaccine is effective. A spokeswoman for the North Georgia Health District said a limited number of cases were reported. Children related to these cases were vaccinated. The spokeswoman says it's not common, but it is possible to get whooping cough even if you've had the vaccination. Last year, there were 6 cases of whooping cough in the 6 County Health District. Thousands of high school theater students and educators are in Columbus this weekend for the Georgia Thespian Conference, or ThesCon. Gainesville High School senior John Bush spoke to GPB's On Second Thought.
Everyone here completely gets where everyone is coming from when it comes to being a theater kid, because we have troops of 80, but we have troops of 5 people. So being able to be with a big group of thespians, that's a really important experience for them to have.
Columbus has hosted the ThesCon for 11 years. And I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.